Here.
Commissioner Herzig.
Here.
Commissioner Ward.
Here.
Mayor Lemire.
Here. Let's see, do we have to do the consent agenda?
Yes, we do, because we have minutes.
Okay, on the consent agenda, we just have the minutes of March 21st, 2016. Any comments on the minutes?
I'd like to make a motion to approve the minutes.
I'll second that.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
As a consent calendar, do we need a roll call?
Okay. Ms. Tucker, could we have a roll call?
Councilor Nemelo.
Aye.
Councilor Herzig.
Aye.
Councilor Ward.
Aye.
Mayor Lemire.
Aye. Thank you. Regular agenda items. The first one is the Astor West Urban Renewal District.
And this is a contract for the plan amendment study, which was mentioned at your March 21st Development Commission meeting. And this final deliverable is a proposed boundary amendment that would assist in funding the retaining wall project on Bond Street, which would allow for the opening of Bond to two-way traffic, including also limited traffic calming in that area and potentially to target housing improvements for blighted properties. There is a contract in your packet between the Astoria Development Commission and Elaine Howard, who has assisted the Development Commission with similar proposals. I would note Elaine was involved in our last urban renewal major plan amendment, which was done for the Astor East Urban Renewal District when Heritage Square was added to the Astor East District. So she has quite a bit of history working with us. Staff recommends that the commission execute the contract and initiate the plan amendment study.
Comments from the council?
Do we know how much this contract is for? I couldn't find it quickly.
It's roughly $30,000.
All right, great. And this is to extend the boundaries of the Astor West Urban Renewal District so we can use urban renewal funds to help reopen Bond Street to two-way traffic,
yes,
correct?
Sir.
Fantastic. And do you know the scope? We talked about trying to do a cherry stem, but we would rather give ourselves a little bit more room. Is that what we're looking at here?
Yes, when the staff comes back with proposals, we'll show you different ways we can expand the boundary.
All right, great. Thank you.
Well, I think this is an important project, and it's certainly a strategy that we've been discussing for a couple of years now. I can't really see moving in a different direction at this point. You know, it is too bad that we weren't able to create a conference center or do something more significant with the original intention of the Urban Renewal District, or do something big and amazing like the city of Redmond did, and using its urban renewal money to leverage ODOT funds for a bypass, which really improved their area where the urban renewal district was. Again, this is an important project, and it's hard to imagine moving in a different direction at this point.
I'm happy. Oh, you'd like me to make the motion?
I would like you to make a motion.
I will make the motion that we accept contract with, and I can't remember the name.
Elaine Howard.
Elaine Howard.
Okay.
For $30,000.
I would make sure, since you're putting the dollar amount in the motion, that would be for a not to exceed amount of $31,000.
For a not to exceed amount of $31,000. Thank you for the correction.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Okay, and the next item is also dealing with the Astor West Urban Renewal District, but this is the Storefront Improvement Program.
So I'm going to just give a quick intro before I'm going to turn it over to Kevin. So the Development Commission has been considering a storefront improvement program for the Astor West Urban Renewal District since 2013. This actually came out of a city council goal at that point in time. The Development Commission hired Elaine Howard, here's a name again, in 2013 to develop this program. And she was able to put together a draft of a draft program. However, there needed to be some design guidelines and code amendments put in place before that would happen. So once the Bridge Vista portion of the Riverfront Vision Plan was completed, then this project could move forward. So Kevin is going to present a set of policy questions for the commission to provide feedback tonight. We're not looking for action to be able to adopt the program, but just providing this policy direction, and once it's finalized, it'll be brought back to the commission for final consideration and approval. So Kevin?
Thank you, Brett. Thank you, Mayor, members of the commission. So the presentation, with the exception of a map that I included because of the council that's earlier suggestions on putting maps, you have the presentation. So folks in the audience might not have seen. So I'm going to breeze through to get to those policy questions that Brett just mentioned. So,
yay.
The map, yes. It is a fairly large area. As you can see, it includes most of the port area as well as Uniontown. When I say Uniontown, I'm thinking of the West Green Drive area, starting around Columbia Avenue and heading down all the way to the roundabout. So that's generally where Astor West is. So, what about a storefront program in Astor West? So we've never had one before. This is the first foray into a formal storefront program. My previous employer, the Portland Development Commission, they had a storefront program for about 20 years. Very successful program, so I'm very used to doing a storefront program. I was kind of surprised actually not to see one when I came to the story. Obviously very popular statewide where there are urban renewal agencies like this one. We think it's going to be a great tool for Astor West, particularly in the Uniontown area. Think about extreme makeover shows that you see on TV. We'll be having our own versions here in Uniontown. We get to use city dollars and leverage those with private dollars, whether those private dollars are cash or loans from the business owners or the property owners. This is immediate gratification. A lot of projects that we bring before you take a long time to get to fruition. These are more sort of quicker turnaround type projects that you can see immediate results. This is a reimbursement-based program, so we're not just giving a check to somebody and letting them run with it. You have to get to a grant agreement. You have to agree to what they're doing. They have to submit invoices and look at those invoices, and then you have to check to make sure it actually conforms to what they said they were doing. And then we also have storefront guidelines. One of the sort of swan songs that Rosemary has done for me is to make sure the design guidelines are in place, so those are done right. Okay, so we've got some key questions for you that I need your help with. As I'm heading out into the community, I need to have these sort of questions answered, and it would help me to be able to do my job as I'm doing outreach to the property owners and business owners. So the first question has to do with the leverage. How much of a match do you ask? My recommendation to you is that it's 50-50, up to $10,000. If we go above $10,000, we should be looking at a loan. Pause right there.
Would it be possible to write in some flexibility on a case-by-case basis that we would like a 50-50, but if the business can only do like a 40 and we do a 60, can we write some wiggle room into you for that?
Sure.
Because
I
know a lot of businesses there may not be flourishing, but it would help them. And then I don't know what sort of repayment program, but I'd like to create a little bit of flexibility in that matching fund.
So these are all guidelines. So eventually we get to a grant. Do quite a bit of legwork before we get to ADC for that approval. But having these guidelines in place would provide some parameters for us to be able to do that.
So could it be written as like recommended or ideally 50-50 match, but on a case by case, whatever the language
sure.
would be? All right, thank you.
Okay. No questions, other questions on that? The next topic is land use. Should grants be commercial, industrial, and residential? My recommendation to you is to just do it for commercial or mixed use as well as industrial, but not purely for residential. President Gunnarsson was here earlier tonight and mentioned that we do have separate funds through the Certified Local Government Program, which was actually before you at a previous meeting. We can actually use those grants to focus on some of the residential properties that are, say, on West Marine Drive. So I would like to be able to use the urban renewal dollars just for commercial or industrial properties.
Would this apply to, let's see, I'm not quite sure how to ask this, but this is a zoning thing, right? I'm just picturing the houses, the residential properties that are on Marine Drive. That's commercial zoning, but it may be a residence, so.
So assuming that it is a commercial zone and it's a commercial business, no matter whether it's being operated in a house or if it's operated in, you know, a typical storefront that you see in Union Town, that's what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
If it is a residence, the dollars identified through the CLG program will be used to help do exterior improvements to those residential units.
Mm-hmm. It seems as though it would be beneficial to the business community in the Union Town area to have the residences that are within the commercial area fronting Marine Drive to be eligible for the Urban Renewal Fund program. And I'm not sure if both of them are being used or the ones that are there are being used as businesses right now.
They're not using your dollars right now.
Okay. I mean, are they business? Are there businesses there, or
you mean the single family homes that are along Marine Drive?
Yes.
So there are some of the old homes which are businesses. Some are still residentially used as they're still homes for people to live in.
Mm-hmm. But can I just interject? But you said that there are other sources of funding for residences.
That's right.
The community.
Certified local government program.
Certified local government.
Yep.
How much money?
We have $10,000.
Yeah, that's not that much, though.
I feel uncomfortable commenting because I have a building there and a business, and don't feel like I should try to sway it one way or the other.
Okay.
I agree with Councilor Nemlowil. It would be a shame to have some nice, shiny storefronts and then a blighted residence right there, to kind of like a mouth with some gaps in the teeth kind of thing. Mm-hmm. I don't know how this program could be crafted to, and I hate the word incentivize, but to assist in residences, in bringing their residences up to the hopefully the new standards of the storefront kind of thing. So if you might want to kind of massage this a little bit when you come back, that would be of interest.
So one way to address that concern is that if we are going to give grants to residential properties, they have to be located on Western Marine Drive, whereas the ones that are in Alameda or other parts would be eligible for the other source mm-hmm. of funds. That's another way of mm-hmm. approaching it.
I think given that this is a storefront program, that definitely makes sense. Because we don't want any gaps in the teeth, as you said. What a great metaphor.
Yeah.
And I think in that map, the boundary was drawn very closely to that street fronting Marine Drive, and I think it stopped. I love a map. So there would be very few residential properties off of Marine Drive that would qualify because they wouldn't be in the urban renewal zone, as I make out. Right,
here.
Yeah. And the yellow line indicates the boundary.
Yep. So they, yeah. So, yes. The yeah. only residential properties would be the ones on Western.
Exactly.
Yeah,
which
would have to use the other source.
Exactly. So I think that if you're comfortable with that, I think that would be a reasonable solution because
yeah.
we want to make it fairly consistent across.
Okay. The last question here is, should grants be provided to types of businesses? My previous employer, we did not provide grants to any business that did not allow minors. That's what I would recommend to this commission as well. Completely, it's a clear no.
I agree.
I think that these types of businesses are some that need the storefront improvements the most.
Yes.
Quite frankly.
I agree with Councilman. I can understand the reservations, but these are often the most blighted businesses in any area kind of thing, and not to carry the dental hygiene metaphor any farther, but not to encourage strip clubs kind of thing, but just to make sure that we don't have this ugly, ugly business between two, you know, gorgeous storefronts or a storefront and residence kind of thing. So it's not that we want to encourage Annie's Tavern to open a satellite kind of thing, but it would be a shame if we didn't give ourselves the power to help some of these businesses look better if need be.
I'm opposed to having city funds used to improve the exteriors of those businesses.
Well, another thing too is there's a lot of bars in that area. It is a big part of the business culture. Strip clubs and marijuana dispensaries, you know, maybe could be, would those seem like they were in a different category for you, Mayor? Just because we have used urban renewal funds for entities that
for
serve
breweries.
Alcohol.
Yeah.
Well, for the Red Building, and there's alcohol served there, and for Fort George, and there's alcohol served there. So I understand your hesitation, but Uniontown area, how many different bars are there? There's the workers and the triangle.
Yeah.
It's a big part of the business community there.
I'll give you an example. So there's the new Irishman bar that's opening up just under the bridge there.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
They will be allowing bars at least till 9 o'clock, so they're mm-hmm. ineligible.
Right.
Whereas I believe the other one you mentioned, I don't believe they allow minors. So under this recommendation, they would not be eligible. So that's the kind of policy question that we're trying to wrestle with.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you've got the Portway as well,
yeah.
Correct.
Well, I think the intent of the urban renewal funds is an investment to combat urban blight and to create more prosperity in the future and to put more money on the tax rolls to benefit the taxing districts that have all suffered during this period of the urban renewal district. So it seems like we could best do that by allowing all the businesses to receive storefront improvements, and it just seems like it would make us reach our goal better.
Again, I agree with Councilor Nemul. I'm not a drinker, but in an area like Uniontown that has so many historic bars, I forget if it's Mary Todd's Tavern and others kind of thing, to leave them out of this process would be to create, again, that gap tooth look kind of thing. Strip clubs, maybe we can just buy big screens to put in front of them or something like that. I really don't know. But again, if the community development could look at some sort of case by case, we're not giving you much in the way of guidance here, Kevin, and I apologize for that. But again, I really feel that since bars are a historic part of this area, that we really need to be able to work with them, and to give ourselves that option, I think, is important.
Well, could we take out strip clubs and marijuana dispensaries then?
I would say that marijuana dispensaries are not hurting for cash right now.
Mm-hmm.
So if they want to make improvements, they have the cash to make those improvements.
Mm-hmm.
Not sure about bars and strip clubs. I don't know those businesses.
Further research needed.
Yes. So this is one I'm struggling with, quite frankly.
Councilor Nemul, how do you feel about including bars but excluding strip clubs and marijuana dispensaries?
I think it sounds like a good compromise.
I would agree.
Right, next set of questions. So religious institutions, again, should URA funds be used for churches? My experience with this is that you cannot use public funds for any religious icons. So again, my previous employer, we would provide exterior improvements to churches, but none could go towards religious icons. For Astoria, again, no religious icons, but only for historic.
Are there any in that?
I actually did not do the research prior to coming here tonight.
I'm just trying to.
But I'm putting it here just so we can
okay.
be aware that
yeah.
this may come up. Most of our churches are in a different part of town. I am not aware of one that jumps off the page for me.
Yeah, I would agree that if it's a historic landmark, yes, that it should be. But otherwise, no.
Yes, L.J. Gunderson's gone, but a number of our churches are historic throughout Estrada. I don't think there are any churches in this, in the Uniontown area, but for generally, I think because historic preservation is part of what makes Estrada unique, to be able to have funding, not in the religious icon sense, but then in the historic building sense would be good.
Great. Next question has to do with urban design assistance. Our business owners and property owners are not architects or designers by trade. I think it would be a good thing for staff to be able to provide some assistance up to a certain dollar amount to help them sort of think through, okay, what would look good on my building? I think it's money well spent. It's something that I'm used to doing as well. I would like to have the tool, if you will, to be able to offer that to prospective clients. So my recommendation is up to $1,000 or 10% of project budget, whichever is less.
Makes sense to me that we want to have a good design.
Yeah.
And
you want to get it through the Historic Landmark Commission in a speedy way.
That's another
issue.
Okay. Hearing no other questions, the next one is approach. Should it be proactive or reactive? This is a tough one. Marine Drive is their gateway to Astoria in a lot of ways between the roundabout and Astoria Memorial Bridge. I have a limited amount of time in a day. So what I would like to do is, if I'm going to focus my outreach time, I'd like to focus on West Marine Drive and then just do first come first sort of basis for other folks that are, say, in the industrial areas.
Let me say that, just to provide a little more context for counselors who were not here back in 2013, when this was first suggested by the council, it was to address buildings along Marine Drive. That was the intent of the council goal, was to be able to spruce up what the buildings looked like through building investment. So that was at least the context for why this even got started in the first place.
I think it should be proactive for two reasons. First reason is there's a lot of people that will have businesses there or buildings there that won't be aware that it's available, number one. Number two, if you actively consulted with someone whose business is a little tacky and could show them the benefits, I think the program would be used. I think if we're not proactive, it'll just sit here.
But in terms of Marine Drive versus heading north towards the port properties, is there a prioritization there?
I think Marine Drive. That's the entrance to the city.
Great. Last question on this page is repeat business. We want to be careful about folks having too many bites at the apple. Should recipients get another shot? What I'm recommending to you tonight is there should be a 5-year waiting period, and at a minimum, they're coming either a different project or a different phase. It could be a multiple phase project. So that allows other folks to use the funds and protect city investment in redoing something that was already done, paid with city funds. Each of those, when we put money in, let's assume that there's going to be maintenance of those improvements.
Again, I'd hate to tie our hands with the 5-year waiting period. If a business really takes a hold and fulfills its promise and flourishes, and in 3 years they come back and say, we'd really like to do a new project or phase kind of thing, and again, your department assesses that and says, these people are solid and it's a good investment, let's go with it kind of thing. It would be a shame to say you're going to have to wait another 2 years because, we can't give you, it's a 5-year waiting period. So I know that makes more work for you, but I'd really like to see some of the businesses who are just poised to really flourish be able to move up progressively in a shorter time frame than a five-year.
Well, the only problem is with limited funds, we want to get everybody to get those storefronts fixed up, and if they've already had one chance, then maybe we should let someone else who doesn't have, hasn't had that opportunity.
Well, I wouldn't suggest displacing anybody who's coming for the first-time loan. I mean, that would be up to your department to say, we've got three applicants first time and one applicant for a second bite of the apple. Obviously, you want to take the new people first kind of thing, but if there's money sitting around and there's no line at the till, mm-hmm. then something like this might, it's, the flexibility is all I would suggest.
Yeah, I think I agree with Councillor Herzig. And I understand the mayor's reservation. One thing I wonder is, how would you feel about a provision that if a business did want to come back for seconds, that they had their loan paid off first? Rather than coming and asking for more, because that's definitely something that we've encountered with urban renewal funds, with the Development Commission, and it's not always a bad thing when people have come back and asked for more money to complete a project, because, you know, perhaps the scope of work is larger, but in terms of time frame, I wonder if it could be attached to repayment.
You can certainly do that. Another way to approach that is to increase the leverage rate from 50 to, say, 75% or something above 50. You could reduce it down to a 3-year waiting period. There's lots of different ways you can approach it. Yes, I want to offer a scenario to you, since this is a really good discussion for me, is if we allow bars and the only folks that are using the money are bars, then we're going to have other, may have other businesses coming to you, so why are you giving all the money to the bars?
Because they're the ones who have applied.
Yes, yeah. Yeah. Step up.
If that's okay with ABC, that's the decision, the policy decision that we made, but I'm just offering it up as a potential scenario, because I remember I've been in those shoes before.
I agree. If we've done a good job of letting the businesses know that these funds are available and here's the process, that sort of thing, if they just sit around and let the bars step up kind of thing, I think that's, and hopefully the bars will inspire other people one way or another to get in line for this sort of thing. I know it's the pushback will come to you rather than to us, you know, first kind of thing. But really, it's like if the program is available, we can't say we're going to, penalize bars because they're just being too proactive for our liking.
Well, we're not hurting for funds either in this urban renewal district, are we?
I do like Councilor Nemo's proposal of a shorter waiting period if the loan has been paid off in full. That makes a lot of sense. That shows the business is really prospering. They know how to use their funds, and they've got clean records with the city, so let's do another. It is a little bit worrisome when somebody is still owing us money and comes and says, could you give me another extension of this loan plus this sort of thing? So however you retool that, I think we're both saying something similar.
So next steps, we obviously are going to initiate the planning study. There's some outreach to business owners and property owners along West Marine Drive. I need to do a little bit of homework and take your feedback that I heard tonight, create some program guidelines for your review at a future date. I don't think I'm going to have it ready for the 16th, maybe sometime in June. Once the program gets running, we'll need to kind of assess how popular it is and how much staff time is taking to process it. So it'll obviously take us one or two to kind of work out the kinks, but hopefully it'll be a smooth running machine after we get through those first two. And so we'll need to kind of determine if we need to limit the number of applications a year. And of course, so we'll report back to you on a regular basis as we bring the projects to you, including the plan and study.
I do have a question. In the Riverwalk, the Bridge Vista section, and I forget the name of that. Was it a pedestrian zone? But there was a lot of design planning that went into that area. A lot of for the business, the storefronts, that sort of thing. Can some of that be imported into this thing? Because there was so much detail in storefronts and windows and clearstory and all that. A lot of work went into it. And okay,
Hardy. So, right. So, as Kevin said, that one of the things that Kevin asked Rosemary to do before she left was to develop the design guidelines. So, what actually, Councilor Herzig, you're referring to in the Bridge Vista Zone is what Rosemary captured and implemented in the design guidelines.
Exactly, and I'd hate to see that go to waste.
Right,
that's
right.
Fantastic, because a lot of real detailed work went into that, looking at the three cups and everything. So it was very appropriate for that neighborhood. All right, good. And then your further research into the strip clubs and the marijuana dispensaries, you can report back to us on that.
One concern that I have, I just want to bring up before we're finished with this, is, communication with the Port of Astoria. I mean, considering that such a large geographical part of this urban renewal district encompasses the port, I want to make sure that we're having regular communication, and I know that you have with Director Knight, but it seems as though we are excluding the port a little bit right now, because I haven't heard the port mentioned tonight, other than the fact that on the map it's a large part of the urban renewal district.
Jim is very aware of the program. I just met with him on Friday to discuss the results of the RFQ. So he is aware of the project. I've not presented this in front of the Port Commission, but Jim and I is aware of
it. I think that comes down to the question of implementation that we were raising earlier, is if there is going to be a proactive approach at this, where is the Development Commission's first and foremost focus? Is it along West Marine Drive, or is it, further in towards the port? It's not saying that, these funds would be ineligible to those properties. One of the things also we have to be able to acknowledge is there's some fairly large buildings in the port property which could utilize funds pretty quickly compared to some of the smaller storefronts along Marine Drive. And so it's, again, through implementation, how does that work? And maybe there's some relief valves for some larger projects that can be built in to the program that we bring back. And this is not the last bite at the apple. We're going to bring something back to you which spells out the program. And if there's additional tweaking that's necessary, we would welcome it at that time as well.
Well, I think it's exciting we're getting going on this, because I know it's been a council goal for all the years I've been on the council, I think, to try to spruce up West Marine Drive, because it isn't the entrance to the city that we would all like to see. So thank you for your work on this, and I do agree that we ought to do the majority of our work on the West Marine focus. That was the word I was trying to get. Okay.
And thanks for the map.
You're welcome.
Any comments on this from the public? Okay, Ted.
My name is Ted Osborne, 345 Alameda. One question and one comment. What are the total funds? You said there was a lot of money, but what is the amount?
Are you talking about for a grant program or within the urban renewal district?
She said it was flush with cash. What is the amount?
I'm thinking like $2.5 million, but I'd have to look at my budget.
So that's what's within the urban renewal district.
$2.5 million.
No. That's not the only. That's the total budget for the entire urban renewal district. So there would be a specific amount that would be allocated when we bring this back. We're going to be looking at how much should be allocated each fiscal year, and we'd be able to tweak that as we move on.
And then the comment was that I've had a chance over the years to participate in a number of these facade programs in other cities. And there's usually a formula that is a multiple of $10,000, depending on the width of your facade. If you have a 25 linear foot facade, it would be one, and if it was a 50-foot facade, it could be as much as two elements. So you obviously don't want, you know, $10,000 over a 50-foot facade doesn't buy you the paint. So I would recommend that you consider in some way increments of the $10,000 if somebody has a bigger facade. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you.
And on page 11 of our urban renewal, I'm seeing our ending funding balance for the fiscal year ending June 30th, 2015, Astor West had $3,391,553.
Oh, I was off by a million. Whoops. Thanks.
And that's just the Urban West. Urban East has a much lesser amount. Currently, at the end of that fiscal year, it was $791,869. So Urban West is where we've got the money to really make a push. Thanks for the suggestion.
So was there a certain dollar figure you were thinking of?
We actually budgeted an amount in this next fiscal year's budget, and I was trying to see whether Susan had that.
I want to say 150 comes to mind.
Okay.
How much?
150,000?
Yes, but I could be off. I'm relying on Susan.
We looked at a lot of numbers those three days of budget meetings. That's okay.
So do you have any feeling about Ted Osborne's suggestion about that?
Obviously, each city does it differently, right? And so you can have it structured based on square footage, linear, full square footage. There's obviously different ways to say that. I have not gone into that fine grain of detail yet. I really wanted you to take a look at the bigger policy questions first. I can go back and sharpen my pencil and look at some of those things. I will say that as a community development director, it's one of the main things I want to do is I want to make sure we're leveraging dollars as best we can. Mm-hmm. For every dollar we're putting on, make sure at least we get a dollar. And we're stretching those dollars as much as we can.
Any other comments? Okay, we will adjourn the Astoria Development Commission. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Susan.